Hi there, Reese here, author of the Strong Minds Personal Development Programs. And this course, Personal Leadership, Taking Control of Your Mind and Your Life Every Day. Module 5 Resources. Who are you? Where are you? Template Introduction. In this section, there are three types of value assessment, just by way of example, ones that you'll be able to use and amend to create your own. An important thing to bear in mind here is that you should be creative, try new versions. Don't be afraid of doing an assessment and not being happy with the first cut. Tweak it, change it, add to it, remove stuff from it, but don't be afraid to make mistakes until you arrive at the versions and the questions that lead you to your true values. Few things in life are perfect, and especially where thoughts and feelings are concerned. So understand that this will be an ongoing progress of reviewing and refining. I think Vince Lombardi summed it up really well in his quote, "Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence." Template number one, career and financial. The following template is in simple list form and broken down into various example categories for you. Here you just need to rate each one from 1 to 10, with 1 being the lowest importance and 10 being the highest importance. So in terms of categories, the first category I've chosen is environment. In this category, the things you might want to rate are whether the environment is casual, relaxed work environment, exposure to nature, fast pace, high level of interaction with people, location, physical activity, working alone or working outside, travel, supportive management. The second category is being managed, and the values here could be in terms of appreciation for the work done and your contribution, being respected, included, involved, or filling in on things, including plans for change, being supported, understanding of work-life balance, and honest but tactful feedback. Category three could be growth. And the kind of values you might want to rate here are adventure, challenge, changing the world, creating new things, intellectually demanding work, opportunity for advancement, opportunity to lead, opportunity to learn new things. In terms of the category for people, you might put things in here like camaraderie, collaborating with others, competition, friendly competition. Diversity, helping others, influencing others, socialization, and two-way contribution of sharing ideas. In terms of the following category, fun, you might be looking for things like creativity, laughter, innovation, problem solving. Rewards, which is important to most people, or everyone actually. Employee benefits, high income, income based on productivity, i.e., results. Job security, moral, ethical, spiritual satisfaction, which is obviously an intangible reward, power, prestige, status as an expert, recognition, time freedom, limited stress, work-life balance. And in terms of type of work, the category here could include things like whether you're involved in business that's services, building things, risk-taking, routine work, variety of tasks, and you could add any other categories or items that you want, of course. Whilst this list looks long at first glance, it could easily be longer still, as the criteria for what satisfies your career or work values can have knock-on effects on other parts of your life too. So it's critical to cover all values you have in this area of your life. As I mentioned earlier, add, remove, or change any of the ones I've listed by way of example, so that they're specifically relevant to you. And then once you've rated each one, pull all of those that you've marked as 10s, 9s, and 8s into separate lists. Because by grouping them together like this, your list of priorities, i.e. career requirements, will become clearer to you, and it will be obvious to see where they're not being met right now, and importantly, what you need to do to focus on changing certain aspects so they're satisfied going forward. For example, let's suppose that within your ratings, you marked an item in each category as a 10, like so. For environment, you marked off as a 10, high level of interaction with people. Being managed, you marked off included, involved, feeling in on things. Growth, you picked changing the world. People, you picked diversity. Fun, you picked problem solving. Rewards, you picked moral, ethical, spiritual satisfaction. And type of work, variety of tasks. But that's just to suppose currently you're working in a high pressure environment that offers challenge, competition, innovation, high income with routine work, and constant changes in plans that are just delivered down from the top without any consideration or involvement from you or your colleagues. And you can't quite understand why you're not feeling satisfied. The job you have and the values you have just don't match, do they? This may be an extreme example, but it's used to illustrate a point and a needed change in direction in this instance. The list of values I've mentioned might now suggest you work instead in a non-profit or charitable sector. It's patterns like this that give clues to the type of careers or direction that you can take. Hi, Rhys here, author of the Strong Minds Personal Development Programs and this course, Personal Leadership, Taking Control of Your Mind and Your Life Every Day. Module 5 Resources, Who Are You? Where Are You? Self-Assessments. Template number 2, Family Values. This template is based on a family man with children and is in question form, but more by way of challenging you so that you can still use the same 1 to 10 rating methodology that you used in the career assessment. This time, however, the rating will be 1 for strongly disagree and 10 for strongly agree, or anywhere in between, of course, with 5 being neither agree or disagree, which usually means indifference or uncertainty. So the kind of value questions that you might want to ask are as follows. And remember, a rating at 10 is strongly agree. So, my family is of significant importance to me, and my behaviours demonstrate this to my family. I spend as much time with them as is necessary. I make time to accommodate special family events. My children look forward to seeing me after work. I reserve special group and one-to-one time for my children and my spouse. My children love and respect me, even if they're being disciplined. My family values my opinion and judgment on things. I give all members of my family my undivided attention when I'm with them. I am genuinely interested in what my children and family have to say. I don't bring work-related frustrations or stresses home to the family. I leave them at work. I educate my children in life and not just academics or theory. I offer objective advice or opinions to help my children arrive at their own decisions and become independent, rather than reliant on me or anyone else. I give genuine praise to my children and build their inner confidence. I teach my children discipline and positive work ethic. I recognise and respect the differences in all my family members. My family adhere to fairness and open-mindedness in dealings with all people, regardless of race, creed or colour. All family members have the opportunity to lead in their own way in the household when necessary, and not by any controlling demands from me or any other member. My family is free to express their views without fear and to make their unique contributions to family decision making when required. I express my love and care for my family in both words and behaviours. I willingly show affection to any and all members. My spouse and I share common values, morals and ethics. Family arguments are few and far between and resolve collaboratively. I show tolerance, patience, kindness and compassion in appropriate situations. I keep in touch with my wider extended family. Again, this may look like a long list, but it could be longer still. In a nutshell, family is the most important area in the lives of most people, so it needs to be given thorough consideration. Unlike the previous career value assessments, where you group ratings in high order, here you'll be interested to see where the ratings are high, i.e., where you strongly agree, or low, where you strongly disagree. This will highlight your strongest values, of course, but also if ratings are low, and you must be totally honest with yourself here, you could have some work to do. This self-assessment shows where that work will need to be aimed at. You can, of course, build a different set of questions if you're single or in a relationship but don't have any children yet. But as I mentioned, it gives you at least a platform to begin with. Hi, Rhys here, author of Strong Minds personal development programs, including this course, Personal Leadership, Taking Control of Your Mind and Your Life Every Day. We're on Module 5, Resources. Who are you? Where are you? Self-assessments. Template number 3, Physical Well-being. This template is in question form, but with assumed values and simple yes-no answers this time. Again, it's by way of example, though. So you'll need to select your own, using this as a guideline to help kick things off. This time, a yes will be viewed as a positive and an area that's strong or could be built on further. And a no is where there could be room for improvement if you want to turn the no into a yes going forward. So let's take a look at the value assumptions list. I take my physical health very seriously. I look and feel good. My weight is about right in terms of where I want it to be. My muscle strength and muscle mass, which helps burn calories and fat, is adequate. My physical activities are good for my health and my well-being. My work habits do not negatively affect my physical health. I make time to feed my body with a healthy, well-balanced diet and eat at regular intervals. I limit things like alcohol, tobacco, sugar, fat, and caffeine intake. I recognize excessive physical pressures and head them off early to avoid any illness. My work absences have been minor or non-existent in the last year. I understand and avoid the impact of mental stresses on my physical health. My energy levels are always more than adequate to conduct my work well. In the same token, my energy levels are always more than adequate to partake in family activities. I make sure to include downtime to recharge my physical batteries. I plan and immerse myself in enjoyable activities for rest, relaxation, or recreation when needed. I participate in regular exercise such as walking or running or other sporting activities. I get as much exercise as I need. I rarely have to take time off work because of physical illness. And finally, my vacations allow me to unwind and enjoy time with friends or family. I've only covered physical health and well-being in this particular template, but you can, of course, create a separate one for mental health and well-being, or combine the two and call it mind-body, for example. I hope it helps anyway. Hi, Rhys here, author of Strong Minds Personal Development Programs, and this course, Personal Leadership, Taking Control of Your Mind and Life Every Day. Module 5, Resources. Who are you? Where are you? Self-assessments. Summary section. As you will have seen from the three example templates we've covered for career, family, and physical well-being, there are many ways you can assess your values. And my experience is that most people just bung all values together in one single list, only to find the exercise very confusing. That's if they do it at all, and many don't. When you separate each area of life, however, the outcome allows you to see where your highest values become your highest priorities in each area, but also where they impact on each other, or in fact, conflict with one another. In the case where values and priorities clash, it usually means a trade-off of one for another, but not forever. For example, a short-term sacrifice in terms of time with family over a key project at work that could result in a serious promotion may well provide longer-term benefits in terms of future family time. It's always a judgment call, and the Wheel of Life and quick, easy formula I'm about to share with you can help you make the right decisions more often. The Wheel of Life, as mentioned in the main module, can help you see exactly where your values and your life is either in or out of balance. Whichever the case, the simple formula that I'm about to share with you can also help you remember the process for reviewing your values. It's called QAKA, and it's simply four letters, QAKA. And these stand for question, assess, know, and action. There's no one answer for all values, of course, because they will pull you in different directions at different times in your life. But the quality of the questions and the seriousness of the assessment does help give you the quality knowledge about yourself that, when combined, gives you the bigger answer of which to act on, i.e., Quaker. Before I wrap up this summary, I would just like to touch on self-image. Because by conducting the exercises and the assessments that we've covered, you're effectively creating a reflection of who you think you are, because your values, beliefs, principles are the picture you hold of yourself. And this is why doing the self-assessments is so critical for you. It means you're deciding who you are, but also who or what you will become. It puts you in control rather than trying to live by the images that society portrays are the right way to be. We all know we live in a media-driven world where we're exposed to or even bombarded with messages and images of what's good. For example, drive this car, wear this makeup or these clothes, use this smartphone, go on vacation to these places, follow the trends, which essentially means buy what we're selling, or more to the point, buy what we're telling you to buy or what to be. It gives the impression that how we look to the outside world is more important than how we feel on the inside. This is simply not true. You've probably seen it yourself at times, people with overinflated images of themselves based on material possessions and comparison with the circles they move in. Knowing and living by your deepest inner values, however, gives you a distinct advantage, because you're able to be true to who you are based on a healthy self-image and self-respect that takes you where you want to go. If your self-image is strong, you will be strong, and so will your actions be. You'll be able to appreciate these strengths and build on them, because you'll know that your self-image is built on a firm foundation, i.e., your true values.